All right, guys, I am back for another update on this keto challenge. Lots of things have changed. I don't even know if I can call what I'm doing keto anymore. I guess I did some more research, and the last couple updates, I was kind of in like a bad spot as far as how I felt. And so what I did was I started researching a little bit more. And I realized that I've been doing more, I guess, of what's called a clinical keto diet, where it's, and I'm sure it's not as clinical as it sounds, but it's clinical in the sense of like, there's just no, it's just hard. The carb part is non-negotiable pretty much. And my weight had kind of stuck. I forget what I had updated it as, or I don't think I did, but I think I was around 225. Maybe 3 or 4 days ago. And I was just kind of, I was sore. I was just having a lot of problems, like feeling well, as far as my muscles go. Like I understand being sore from working out, but it was just like, it was just unnecessarily uncomfortable. And so I just kind of, did some researching, and then I kind of ran into, clinical, or not clinical, but targeted keto. So what I've started doing is I'm still doing keto most of the day, but what I'm doing is I'm taking in about 100 grams of carbs post-workout. So on the days that I work out and I feel like it was an effective workout, my meal will also include. And what I did was I got some organic sweet potatoes from Trader Joe's. And so I just started eating that. So I've done that about three times since I decided to go that route. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, my weight had kind of stalled. Okay, so I got it here. So I started at 325 and for about 6 days, I hovered between 324 and 326. And then the last 3 days when I've added just that the small serving of sweet potatoes, 100 grams after my workout. Today, I worked out, and after the workout, I weighed in at 320 pounds. 320.8, so 321 really. So my weight, so I don't know if it was the carbs, because I do know that the carbs aid in recovery and all of that, but I didn't think it would aid in weight loss. But then I kept digging. I was like, okay, so maybe I'm not really doing keto at all, and I'm doing more of like a carb cycling thing. I don't know, but I'm just going to keep doing it because I feel good. I don't have like super cravings for carbs now. Like I think that mentally, carbs are a thing that you deal with, but I'm not craving them. And my diet, my appetite hasn't changed. So I'm still, you know, eating one meal and being good for 4 or 5 hours. Yesterday, I didn't eat until like almost 4 o'clock. And I did that by accident. I worked overtime. So it's Sunday, the 29th of July. And yesterday was Saturday, so I worked overtime, and then I went to the gym, and then I ate my first meal. So by the time I actually started putting food in my mouth, it was past 4 o'clock. And that was on accident. I entirely didn't mean to do that, because I would have just gotten a keto meal shake had I realized I would be going that long. But I never really like struggled. You know, I didn't notice, and I was like, okay, I'm going to wait to eat. But I didn't consider that by the time I get through 4 hours of overtime, get to the gym, get back from the gym, showered, cook food, it would be almost 5 o'clock. So so that happened. And I think that's probably what led primarily to the weight loss, because I probably only ate maybe 1,600 calories yesterday, 17, 18. And that was just, I couldn't eat. Once I ate that big meal, I couldn't eat anything else. And I have, you know, a bunch of stuff. So it wasn't that I just couldn't eat anything else by the time it was time for me to go to bed. So yeah, 320.8. I went to Walmart today to get a couple of supplements, activated charcoal, and couldn't find the green tea supplement, so that bummed me out. But I did come across the air fryer. So I was like, I have to get the air fryer at this point. Like, I can afford it right now. So I just went for it. I got it right now. There's some wings cooking. So you might hear it beeping, and I'll probably cut this off once it happens because I definitely want to eat those. But yeah, so everything's going great. I know that I may not be doing keto as far as the clinical definition or the technical definition, but I am doing a low-carb diet that's still high fat. Proteins are kind of fluctuating depending on what I'm having that day. Ultimately the goal is not to be stuck and so rigid for the keto diet that I'm miserable. I just want to do whatever's effective for me to lose the weight. I want to get to 300. That's my first goal. And then from there, it's just about maintaining muscle, continuing to use this diet and see where it goes. So, I'm very, pleased with it so far. I had those few bad days, but as soon as I started with the carbs, with just this, like I said, 100 grams sounds like a lot. It's really not. It was a serving of potatoes, honestly, like not very much at all. And I know there are other, like the stuff I read online said you could eat like candy and stuff post-workout just to like, cause I guess you want your muscles to suck that stuff up quick so that you don't stay in ketosis. But I'm more interested in just being like fat adapted, I guess, cause I'm only eating the carbs after my workout, not before. So I'm not using them to get through the workout or anything like that, which I don't feel the need to at the moment. I just wanted to take those carbs in post-workout and see if they fixed my soreness. And I mean, almost, 2 days of it, and I was like feeling so much better. Now granted, I'm probably not anywhere near, I forgot what I was saying, but, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so everything's going good. I think my wings are about done, so I'm going to get off here. I think I'm just going to keep doing them like this. I'm so happy right now that I didn't feel obligated to, like, sit down and do, like, a fancy break it up into segments and all that. I guess I do want to add that I started my own programming. Sorry about that. So I'm starting my own push-pull legs workout routine for the next month. So going through the end of August, and I'm pretty excited about that. I just want to I'm doing that in this, in the app, rep count, one word. And so I'm just going to use that to track, cause I really want to get into progressive overload. Like, I think that's the one thing that's been missing out of my training, for a long period of time. It's just that not trying to get better every week. Like, I'm doing the workouts every week, but I'm not tracking if I'm improving. So, just depending on how I feel that day, I'll pick up a certain amount of weight. Now I have rep count and it tells me exactly what I did the previous week or the last time I did the workout. And then it tracks like your progression. And so progressive overload is something I've been reading on as well. And I definitely want to get into that. So I've been working out with my buddy Chris's plan, but his plan is more for general folks, folks who don't enjoy working out all that much. They, it's like a full day or full body workout 3 times a week, that type of thing. I'm going pretty consistently 5 to 6 times a week. So I might as well do a push-pull legs, rest, push-pull legs. And I'm using Jeff Nippard's series. He has a series on YouTube where he talks about that type of workout split. And so I'm kind of using him as a foundation for what my stuff will be, and kind of adding the stuff that I like and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited. So this is nearing 10 minutes. I'm sure my wings will start beeping any second. So I'm going to get off here, but Thank you for listening. If you made it that far, like I said, you can go onto the Anchor app and send me questions if you're interested. If not, I doubt anybody's listening to this point, but it's all good. I'll catch you in the next one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.